They stood just inside the door. The woman had short dark hair and striking, almost elegant, features. But I was more interested in the guy at her side. I guessed he couldn't have been much older than me, judging from the smoothness of his face and the sharp angles in his razor-cut hair. He wore a plain black t-shirt and nondescript jeans. And, unlike the older guy, he seemed completely at ease. He watched me openly, maybe even a little curiously. I watched him right back, probably more curious than he was. We don't get many guys my age at the resort. Okay, we don't get any. Who brings their kid on a hideaway vacation? At least, that's what I assumed he was. The imposters and the lady's kid, I mean. They did look like they belonged together. Father, mother, and son. The boy had his dad's height and his mom's strong cheekbones. He also had eyes the color of the midnight sea. Mr. Imposter's were plain dark brown. I decided I liked the blue eyes much better. As if he could tell what I'd been thinking, the son's lips curved into a smile. I blinked and looked away, my face all hot and tight. I'm not used to people looking at me. I mean, really looking at me. Of course, I don't usually go around staring at them either. At least not right out in the open. Working at the resort, I've learned the value of dealing with the guests as unobtrusively as possible, blending into the background. Usually the blending part comes naturally for me, since I happen to be what you might call unremarkable to look at. Average height, average weight, average length, average brown hair. At a resort populated by beautiful people, all that averageness pretty much makes me invisible. But apparently not to this guy. I straightened. What was I, 12? I wasn't going to get all flustered just because some boy looked at me. I turned my attention back to Dad, who seemed to be in some sort of trance, staring at the blank registration screen. "You want me to do that?" I offered again. He stiffened and jerked his head in my direction, startled, like he'd forgotten I was there. "No, I'll take care of it, Afra. You go on up to bed." "But if you'd like me to, I've got it." His voice took on a sharp edge. "Good night." I took a step back, stung. Dad had never spoken to me in that tone before. He'd never treated me like a little kid. In fact, when we first moved to the resort, Dad brought me into his office and sat me down to talk. He knew how upset I'd been when I realized my mom wasn't coming with us, but he said we could get through it if we stuck together. He explained about his plans for the resort and his need for my cooperation, as if I were a business partner with whom he had to confer. "It's just you and me now, you understand? We've got a big job to do." I took him at his word. I thought we were a team. So how could he send me to bed like some errant child, in front of guests? But I was just, "Afra, go." I spun and pushed through the French doors out into the sultry night air, my fists curled tight, and I had an overwhelming desire to slug something, or someone. I paced the length of the lanai. The sweet perfume of the potted plumeria and jasmine, a scent I usually loved, suddenly smelled false and cloying. Through the window, I could see the imposter and his family, waiting expectantly as Dad fumbled through the check-in. Again, I wondered if Frank had flown them in. Had he even had time to get to the city and back after dropping off the last guest? I would like to have called him to ask, but there was no way I was going back to the office to get the two-way. Not with the mood Dad was in. His snappish tone replayed in my head, and I grew angry all over again. I couldn't stay there. I had to move, to give the anger and frustration an outlet. I backed away from the window, bounded down the steps of the lanai, and tore across the manicured lawn to where the huge banyan tree dominates the northern seaward corner of the courtyard.